Mackenzie Mayor Joan Atkinson stopped by the radio station this morning to provide a community update.
I thought it was time to come onto the radio and thank the residents of Mackenzie for all their hard work in making sure that we keep COVID-19 in check in this community. As we are aware, we have no confirmed cases in Mackenzie. And currently, Northern Health is doing very well as far as cases. As of yesterday, there were 30 confirmed cases in the Northern Health Authority, which encompasses about 60% of the province geographically. Of those, 22 people have recovered. So there are only 8 active cases of COVID-19 in the Northern Health Authority. 4 of those people are in hospital, 1 in ICU, and 4 are self-isolating at home and do get checked by Northern Health daily to keep track of their progress. But certainly these numbers are very good, but I just want to reiterate to everyone that this is not the time to let up. We're doing well because we are following the rules of Dr. Henry with our social distancing, making sure we wash our hands and staying at home when possible. So now's not the time to let down our guard. We have to continue doing what we're doing, and that is the only way that we're going to get through this. And I also want to thank the businesses in the community, particularly the drug stores and of course our co-op, who have done a fabulous job of keeping us all fed and watered these days. It's been hard on that staff. They've been working very hard, and I know I speak on behalf of the whole community when I send out a huge thank you to the staff at the co-op.
I love the one way. That's
yes,
great, eh?
Yeah. A lot of good thinking, and even the renovation that took place, the aisles are a little bit wider
that
now.
Was so timely.
Yes,
eh? We're lucky.
Yes, it's very, very timely. So big shout out to them. You know, we've gone through a pretty rough 6 to 8 months with the curtailment of the Canfor mill back in July, and now Conifex is in curtailment for a few weeks. So hopefully they will be back to work soon. But I think we in times like this, we also have to identify it and celebrate some successes. So I'm very happy to report to the community that the Kimta Bus Group has now raised all the money they need to purchase a bus. So
excellent.
They are presently shopping for a community bus, and this is going to be a bus that's available to everyone in the community, whether it's a seniors group or a sports team or a traveling school group. And that bus should be available to the community by next fall. Mackenzie was also recognized last week by the North Central Local Government Association. We were awarded the 2020 Community Leadership Award in the category of environmental sustainability. And that is for all the work that has been done through wildfire mitigation and emergency preparedness. I'm sure most of you are aware that Mackenzie formed a wildfire advisory committee last spring, and that group has been working hard to reduce wildfire mitigation. We were very lucky to receive $1.3 million in grant funding from the government, from UBCM, and that money is being used to reduce wildfire fuels around the community and also to reduce wildfire fuels along Highway 39 so that in event of a fire, we don't have to worry about being closed off from the main highway. And looking out the window today, one would think, why would we even be thinking about wildfires at this time of the year? But right now, there are wildfires burning out of control in British Columbia, so winter will go away, and we will be in a fire season before we know it. So, and just to a little extra plug for the district employees, this is the second year in a row that Mackenzie has won the Community Leadership Award for Environmental Sustainability. Last year it was for the transformation of the Brownfield site on the corner of Centennial and Mackenzie Boulevard that is now our community market space. So that's 2 years in a row that we have won this. Another good news story in the community, I'm sure you've all noticed, is the Tim Hortons is finally in construction. We've been waiting for a long time for this, and I know many people are in the community are very, very excited about this. An extra place to go for that coffee and treat during the day if you choose, and of course the addition of another gas station in Mackenzie is a good thing for all of us. So I just wanted to ensure people that the District of Mackenzie is working hard to make sure that we are well informed what's happening on the COVID-19 frontier. We have daily meetings with emergency management, and then once a week, the CAO and I meet with ministers of the provincial government. So everyone is working hard, and I understand that these times are very trying and a lot of angst in the community right now. And sometimes that tends to bring out our not too good personality traits. And that's understandable because we are all under a lot of stress. But I just want everyone to, take a deep breath, be thankful for the gifts you do have in your life, and certainly be kind to each other. We're all in this together, and we are only going to survive this if we support each other along the way.
Yeah, that is Mayor Joan Atkinson.